قرآن كويست. Yes please.
قرآني نبض حياتي، قرآني طهر ذاتي، قرآني عصمة أمري، قرآني طوق نجاتي. آيات الله حمدتني، غمرتني بالبركات.
قرآن كويست، answering your Quranic questions.
الشيطان ومن زلاتي. آيات الله حمدتني، غمرتني بالبركات، تحفظني من همزاتي الشيطان ومن زلاتي. قرآني نبض حياتي، قرآني طهر ذاتي، قرآني عصمة أمري، قرآني طوق نجاتي. قرآني نبض حياتي، قرآني طهر ذاتي، قرآني عصمة أمري، قرآني طوق نجاتي.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. To all our brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. You are listening to IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest, where we study the verses of the Quran one by one with our dear beloved and always smiling Sheikh Habib. Assalamu alaikum, brother. Thank you for coming here.
Wa alaikum assalam warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. It's always an honor and a pleasure, man.
All right, so we're on chapter 19 of the Quran, which is chapter Mary, and we arrive on verse 19. Let's listen to a few verses of this chapter from verse 19. We'll be back very quick for our discussions. Don't go away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful. He said, I am only the messenger of your Lord to give you news of a pure boy. She said, How can I have a boy while no man has touched me and I have not been unchaste? He said, Thus it will be. Your Lord says, It is easy for me, and we will make him a sign to the people and a mercy from us, and it is a matter already decreed. So she conceived him, and she withdrew with him to a remote place.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. You just listened to verse 19 onwards from chapter 19, which is chapter Mary of the Quran. So on verse 19, it reads, He said, I am only a messenger of your Lord that I may give you a pure son. The first question is that innama here, is it used to give assurance to Mary that he is safe or that she is safe? Or is there a different intention with the innama, which is normally used for emphasis in Arabic?
A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. When looking at the word innama, innama gives the meaning of hasr, or to, you know,
limit.
To limit actions. For example, innama shuja'u aliyun. The only courageous person is Ali. Or for example, innama aliyun shuja'un. The only attribute that Ali has is courage. Other than courage, we're not talking about it. So here the angel is stating that the only reason I'm here is to send you a message. And this message is that he is going to give you a pure son. That's the only reason I'm here.
Okay, thank you for that insight, Brother Habib. Let's go to the next verse. It says that she said, "How shall I have a child, seeing that no human being has ever touched me, nor have I been unchaste?" For all we know, Brother Habib, Gabriel may have meant in the future. So basically, Gabriel may have meant that in the future, you're going to have a child. Basically, you're probably going to have a husband and then a child. How did Mary know that what Gabriel meant is that you're going to have a child right now?
So pretty much when looking at the way that we were talking, the reason of revelation, why would you reveal to me that I have a child and not mean it now? Why at this time specifically? So tell me at least, for example, if it was she was going to get married in the future or whatnot, then he would have stated, for example, in the future you're going to get married and then you're going to have a child. No, right away he stated that you're going to have a child, which means usually when I'm talking to you or two people are talking together, I tell you you're going to have a pain, for example. This pain means like right after it's capable. So right after it's capable for Mary to have a child, as long as with the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's right away. It's at that instance, at that time.
And she understood that because this is a messenger of God, he is capable of doing that. All right, we're going to take a short break now. And after the break, we'll be back. Don't go away.
إن سألتم عن إلهي فهو رحمن رحيم أنزل الشارع حنيفا رحمة للعالمين رحمة للعالمين.
This is Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio. It's a program that attempts to answer your questions pertaining to the Noble Quran. We'd be delighted to have your comments about the program. Just search Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio.
If you ask me who my God is, on whose name I call, if you ask me who my God is, He's the God of us all, Allah the Merciful. If you ask me what my book is that I hold in my hand, if you ask me what my book is, it's the Holy Quran, the Holy Quran.
All right, you're back on IRIB English Radio Broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest. We are studying chapter 19 of the Quran, chapter Mary. On verse 21, it reads, he said, "So shall it be, your Lord says, it is simple for me, and so that we may make him a sign from mankind and a mercy from us, and it is a matter already decided." So I was researching about this verse 21, and it turns out that in Ali Imran verse 47, this is what it reads, "When the angels said, O Mary, Allah gives you the good news of a world," and basically it gives them the news. It says that the angels, in plural, told Mary that you're going to have a child. Whereas in this chapter, it's saying an angel, which is Gabriel, said that you're going to have a child. There seems to be a contradiction here. Can you explain that, please?
So, first of all, we have to understand that, like how we stated before, there are the details that we haven't reached to about the story, right? And one can only reach to, you know, to a certain point of knowledge about the precise details, unless, for example, hearing it from the words of Ahlul Bayt alayhum as-salam, of course, in the Shia beliefs, or from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, as Muslim beliefs. Now, as for the qalat al-malaika, there could be two answers to it. The first one, I think, is not as strong as the second. So the first one is pretty much stating qalat al-malaika. What is meant here is that, like how we state that the kings have said, and it's actually just one king. Or that, for example, the warriors have started the war. And it wasn't all of them, it was just one of them. Right? So that's just like the first answer. The second answer is actually that there were a couple of angels along with Gabriel, or with the Ruh. Thus, Gabriel was along with the other angels, so Mary understood he was an angel. Or, for example, they were also in the form of human beings, or they were available, Then they weren't first shown. Then after she understood it was an angel, they showed themselves and whatnot. So then they talked to her. So, of course, the important thing here is that the two people that are talking, and the important thing that is talking are Mary and Gabriel, as interpreted in some in interpretation books. Thus, these are the two answers and possibilities of how to combine between the two verses.
Okay. The idea in this verse is that since God is all-powerful, he can let Mary conceive a child without actually having a husband. The question which is asked here is that if God is all-powerful, why can he not produce a child for himself? He doesn't need to have a wife. He can do that.
What is the meaning of child?
An offspring.
Offspring, which it means it came from me, from a wife, from whatnot, right? So we have to understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, and his, you know, power. With what is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all-powerful, almighty with? Even with the things that are impossible or not. Like the concept of putting the whole world, keeping its size inside an egg. You know this this answer.
This is a fallacy.
Yeah, it's a fallacy. The question is false. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all-powerful, all-capable of doing the things that are capable.
What's the fallacy in this question?
The fallacy actually comes back from the factor of that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was available and there was no other creation other than him. Anything other than him is mumkin al-wujud, or, you know, possible creation, possible not creation. Other than that, to have a baby, you must have the specific body parts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't have the specific body parts. He doesn't have a body at all. He's not materialistic. And of course, the verses that are available in the Holy Quran, they state, وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ وَلَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ. They're available. And they're very clear that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not have a child and will not have a child. And it's out of the picture for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have a child.
All right, thank you, Brother Habib. We're going to take a break now, and we'll be back after the break for the last part of today's program. Don't go away.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest. We are on verse 22 of chapter 19, chapter Mary. It reads, thus she conceived him, then withdrew with him to a distant place. So do we know whether she was scared at this point, or whether she was happy, or in a situation between?
It really, the verses don't really state that much, you know. They state that she was in fear at the beginning. Then she kind of calmed down when she understood it was the words of the Prophet. Then, of course, you know, pregnancy is not one of the easiest stages in life for women. And, of course, having a baby, then being all by yourself, that would also cause fear and, you know, cause, not only fear from having a baby and from the pain. But I hope we could talk more about it on another show where we have more time about it. The fear of al-ar, or being ashamed. Being ashamed by, for example, disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I will talk about how Nabiullah Ayyub was in so many problems and so many catastrophes and adversities. Yet he was all patient. But when it reached to a point where he would have to... where he was being talked about of disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he couldn't handle it. So he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove all these, you know, adversities and problems that he was living through, so people won't talk, won't criticize him, or, you know, make any commercials about him that he was disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Because the verse has already said that Mary had gone to a distant place easterly.
Yeah.
And then again, she goes even further distant, which is why one thinks that maybe she was scared. Yeah, she just didn't want to be
seen.
She
was afraid that what people would talk about when they would see her with a baby. She was afraid that she would be, you know, accused of many different things. Uh-huh. You know, accused of adultery, which is, you know, kind of hard, especially for a noble woman, a chaste woman.
Okay, thank you very much. Unfortunately, that's all the time that we have. If you missed the program, don't worry. You can always download an archive of this episode and previous ones from our website. Simply search IRIB English Radio or on Quest. Until next week, and a lot of studying. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You.